From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. On the program today, it's Jake Lewis and Shauna Stoltzfus, a very creative couple who recently moved to Lancaster from Gettysburg. Jake is a musician and Shauna is a screenwriter, and they had been looking for the perfect place to relocate that would provide a strong foundation for their emerging creative careers.
We kept coming across all these articles about how Lancaster is like the best small city for artists and the best place to live in terms of well-being and the most generous county, blah, like, you know, all this kind of stuff that just seemed so cool. And the more that we visited and hung out over the past couple of years, the more we just loved it.
Coming up, it's screenwriter Shauna Stoltzfus and her husband, musician Jake Lewis. Also, we welcome Ware Center director Harvey Owen to introduce a brand new monthly segment on the show live at the Ware Center. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. You still have several opportunities to catch Spring Awakening at the Effort of Performing Arts Center before it closes next Saturday night, November 10th. Catch the midweek shows Wednesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m., or the weekend shows Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. There is also a 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday. This production of the controversial musical has been receiving rave reviews so far, so don't miss it. You can learn more about the show on episode 81 of this program with EPAC Artistic Director Ed Fernandez and lead actor Josh Kerwin. Spring Awakening at EPAC this week. The show is recommended for mature audiences only. Our friends at the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen are bringing their Fine Craft Fair to Lancaster this weekend, November 10th and 11th, at the Lancaster County Convention Center, right in the heart of downtown Lancaster City. The show is open from 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday and features the work of over 140 artists. Admission is only $8. Kids 12 and under are free. If you're not going to be around this weekend, no worries. You can check out the Guild's retail store located at their headquarters at 335 North Queen Street in Lancaster, Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 and open until 9 p.m. every first Friday. PACrafts.org for more information about the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen's Fine Craft Fair this weekend at the Convention Center. York Friends Bop's Plaza Palooza series continues this Sunday afternoon, November 11th at 12 noon at the Brooks Robinson Plaza at Sovereign Bank Stadium. It's Play With Music, an event that features a bunch of local musicians doing music-related sessions with kids and other jams around the plaza. Plaza Palooza is a series of family-friendly Sunday afternoon events in downtown York brought to you by Bop, an organization that refurbishes playgrounds in the city and sponsors events that encourage families to get outside and play. Admission is only $4. Learn more about BOP and Plaza Palooza at yorkcity.org/BOP. This week marks the launch of our new monthly series highlighting upcoming events at the Ware Center. The Ware Center is Millersville University's Visual and Performing Arts Center in downtown Lancaster. It features a ton of public arts events each month. It's live at the Ware Center on Around the Wood Stove. Well, joining me at the Ware Center at Millersville University in Lancaster, it's Harvey Owen, the director of the Ware Center. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk about some upcoming events. You have a busy schedule. This schedule is jam-packed, and there are way too many things in November to talk about. But if you could highlight just a few of those events for us, that'd be awesome.
Well, what we try to do is we try to do a variety of events here. So we try to hit all of the arts, of which there are 10. So what I did was I picked out some of the highlights that are coming up. As you said, these are only a few. The first one coming up is November 11th, and that's a jazz concert with the Jackie Ryan Trio. And this is exciting for us because we're tying in with the Central Pennsylvania Friends of Jazz, which is a group out of Harrisburg, and it has a big jazz following. So they come in, they bring their loyal following. We have a loyal following of our own of jazz aficionados, and we, of course, promote it to the city, and it's open to everybody. But it's a huge jazz concert in Steinman Hall.
So Jackie is not from the East Coast. This is a tour coming back. So you're featuring acts that aren't necessarily just local or regional.
Right. Most of the big acts that we have here are not from the Lancaster region. They're from Philadelphia. We get a lot of acts from New York. We have acts coming up from Washington, D.C., and we actually fly in some as well.
That's on November 11th.
November 11th.
All right. What else do you have coming up?
After that, we have Victoria Wyeth coming up on November 13th. Victoria Wyeth is the granddaughter of Andrew Wyeth, the very famous painter.
Yeah.
She was the sole inheritor of his estate.
Okay.
And last year, she did this blow-away lecture on Andrew Wyeth and his approach to art, and it was a piece of work and very funny. This year, she's doing My Life and Times with my uncle, Jamie Wyeth. So she's examining the other artist in her life from a very personal point of view. And the woman is outspoken, she's beautiful, she's fun, she's outrageous, and it is just an evening of... Oh, my God.
That sounds awesome. So this is a lecture.
This is a lecture.
And what can we expect? Are there multimedia? Does she
Yes.
include...
She brings in multimedia. She talks about the work. She talks about what's behind the work. But it isn't necessarily that. It's very informative. It's very educational. But it's the way she puts it.
Okay.
She is unfiltered. So you have to be prepared for that. And she just comes in and sort of tells it like it is.
Okay.
This is what's behind this picture. And so-and-so was having an affair with so-and-so and wanted her in this picture. And that's why she's in the picture. So she brings out all the dirt in the family closet and throws it up into art. It is an incredible fun evening.
Is she an artist herself?
She actually is. She got her PhD in psychology, so she's a counselor. She is a photographer. But what she does right now, since she is the sole inheritor of that estate, is she travels around the country and she simply talks about her family, the Wyeths, Jamie and Andrew. And it's fascinating. Obviously, she doesn't need money because she's from the Wyeth family. So what she'll do is she'll go into elementary schools and she'll give these kids hands-on experience in art and talk to them about her approach to art and so forth. It's an amazing woman and an amazing thing that she's doing.
That's great. That sounds like something not to be missed.
It is not to be missed.
That is November 13th.
That's November 13th.
Okay. What do you have coming up later on in the month?
Well, on November 26th, we're presenting a small theatrical production. Candy O'Donnell is going to be doing a play of Mary Todd Lincoln.
Ah.
It's a one-woman show. And as you probably know, Mary Todd Lincoln, of which there's a movie coming up by Steven Spielberg, was sort of a crazy lady. Candy plays that to a T. So it's going to be a fun evening. That is being sponsored by the Lancaster Literary Guild.
Okay.
And it's a one-woman show, and we expect that to do very well.
Yeah, we've worked with Candy on a number of productions. She's wonderful.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I've actually known about this one for a little while. I'm looking forward to it.
Should be good.
It's all her, right? Do you know if she's having any music?
Probably. I think it's a whole production number, but it is a one-woman show.
But
that's
itself.
What we try to do. We don't want to compete with any other theaters here in town, so we tend to do the one- or two-person shows. Coming up, we're bringing in a guy from England, which is David Payne, and he's going to do an evening with C.S. Lewis. That's coming up in this spring.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, that's what we typically try to do, smaller casts.
Well, there's a lot of things at the Ware Center and at the new Winter Center. Let's talk real quick about the Winter Center. That's the new Performing Arts and Visual Arts Center over at the main campus.
Right. That's sort of my sister. The Winter Center is the new Visual Performing Arts Center on the campus, and it just opened up in the middle of October. And they're going to do a lot of similar stuff that we do, but we're trying to do it not on competing nights. They do focus a lot on activities or events and performances that are sort of targeted towards students.
Sure.
As opposed to us, we do events that are targeted for a little older audience and also... for the Lancaster community at large.
To find out all of the information about both the Ware Center and the Winter Center, you can visit millersville.edu/muarts, and that will take you to a page where you can then explore all of the arts from Millersville University.
That is true.
Anything else we want to stick in about November?
We've got a lot of events. And what I would recommend, if anybody wants to know all the events that we have coming on, come down, pick up a brochure so you can see the dozens of events. But two others that we have coming up that are pretty cool. On November 17th, we have Opera Lancaster doing a special feature of Favorites and Friends. And on November 30th, we have the Lancaster Symphony Orchestra doing its Holiday Brass Show. These are only five that I've mentioned, but as I said, we've got dozens. You pretty much name it. Lots and lots of films also in November because Lancaster downtown has no film theater. We are it. So we're featuring documentaries, foreign films, and others.
Covering all of the arts.
Covering all of the arts.
Well, thanks so much, Harvey, for taking a few minutes to talk about all the exciting things coming up at the Ware Center. Hope to see you all downtown in November for these wonderful events. Thanks, Harvey.
Thank you, Jason.
Catch our segment live at the Ware Center each month right here on Around the Wood Stove. And here's a track from one of today's guests, Jake Lewis. It's Roam Far from his album Location, Location on Around the Wood Stove.
My love for you comes easy, lingers very late. I've trouble sometimes to find where it hides, but it always shows its face. Maybe in a deep dark canyon or underneath the stars, lying in the deep, deep grass, love roams far. Roam far, roam far, lying in the deep, deep grass, love roams far.
Songwriter Jake Lewis and screenwriter Shauna Stoltzfus are a creative couple who recently moved to Lancaster from Gettysburg. I recently chatted with them about their decision to make Lancaster home base for their creative careers and dig a bit into their current creative projects, including a television series that Shauna is developing called Young Lancaster. It's Jake Lewis and Shauna Stoltzfus on Around the Wood Stove.
Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's a very creative couple. Jake Lewis, Shauna Stoltzfus, recently relocated to Lancaster from Gettysburg. Two very creative people. Welcome to Around the Wood Stove.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to start with your move. It's interesting for me because recently, in the last, we'll say 3 months, I am meeting so many people who moved to Lancaster who are somehow involved in the arts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great thing for, I mean, I'm a transplant, but I've transplanted here 13 years ago, which is almost the longest, I'm just short of having Lancaster be the place I've lived the longest in my life. So I've been around for a while now, but it just seems like in the last few months, people are really starting to move into this area. You came from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's start with why Lancaster? What brought you here?
Oh, he's looking at me like I should take it. Well, I was born in Lancaster and have a lot of extended family in the area on both sides of my family. So I knew a lot about the area. And I mean, Jake did too. He grew up coming here a good bit. But I knew a lot about the area. Always loved it. I loved that it was beautiful and historical and all of that stuff. And growing up, most of my family lives like in Lancaster County, you know, sort of outside the city. And so growing up, my view of it was that it was this beautiful farmland kind of place. And as I got older, like high school and beyond, I visited a lot Lancaster City and learned that like just the cool irony that this place has, which is that it's known, at least for me, I knew it as sort of a conservative, religious, farming, awesome town that I loved. And it is that. But then there's this like middle epicenter of like so much art and cool things happening and free thinking and pushing the boundaries and, you know, all that stuff too. So it has sort of both sides of the spectrum all mixed together pretty happily. And so there was all that. And then we just loved it. We loved it a lot. And we kept coming across all these articles about how Lancaster is like the best small city for artists and the best place to live in terms of well-being and the most generous county, blah, like, you know, all this kind of stuff that just seemed so cool. And the more that we visited and hung out over the past couple of years, the more we just loved it. And it just became sort of a place that we wanted to be more. And that's pretty much it. What am I missing?
Oh, man, I don't know. I remember as a kid, my dad is a truck driver, and I used to ride truck with him in the summer. And I remember this one morning waking up. It was like 6:30 a.m., and we were in the countryside of Lancaster, so around some farms and stuff. And I remember seeing the sun come up over the farms, and that image of Lancaster has always stuck in my head. I remember thinking, like, this place is like something out of a fairy tale, like just beautiful. I'd never even known that there was like a downtown Lancaster.
Really?
Until like Shauna like introduced me to it. Yeah. And so yeah, when we were looking for we had options, you know, like we wanted to be in a city that was creative, and this was just the
Yeah, we considered a lot of different places. We were trying to figure out where to be next because we've lived a lot of places, and Gettysburg has always been home, and we always sort of end up back there at some point. But we were looking for a new place to call home long term, and considered a lot of cities, the big cities, the small cities, kind of everything. And And Lancaster just kept coming back as like, oh, well, you know, Lancaster has this and Lancaster has that. Yeah. And yeah, we just kind of ended up back here, and we're extremely glad that we did. It just keeps reaffirming itself as the right choice for us.
Yeah. Well, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
And it's a diverse arts community.
Yeah.
Shauna, you're a screenwriter, Jake, yeah, a musician, but some of the other folks who I've met recently, Jenny Hill, who's going to be on the program soon, she is a performing hooper. So she does hula hoop, fitness, and theater. She's also a poet, wow, a published poet.
Extremely cool.
Just, and, you know, I could go on and on and on about, yeah, these different painters and just, you know, normal, in quotes, artists,
yeah,
as well as these folks who are doing some really interesting, extraordinary things, and all being drawn to this town.
Yeah,
which is great. So you've been here for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what it's been. So that was sort of what you envisioned. You say, this is a good town. I want to move here. What's, yeah, it been like?
Man, well, it's been awesome. I mean, the reason we came here was because of this creativity, the people, and our experience has been that everyone we meet seems so encouraging and so supportive and eager to help, and which is really special. I haven't found that generosity very many places, and so that's just been really awesome. Love that.
Yeah, we had this one really awesome day, which is, we were talking, you know, we were waking up talking about arts and different things like that in town, and just, it just happened to work out that day that we like went and saw this like photography, and then we went and saw this great movie, and you know, we were just like having this awesome utopian kind of day of all these cool arts things in town. And then throughout the day we also happened to see three different unicyclers.
Yes.
I feel like I can't say that word, but it was just so funny that it was like, it felt like a scene out of Portlandia or something, all these crazy things happening at once, and we were just tickled. We just felt like, oh, this is heaven, this is the best place to live, because we just kept coming upon more things like by accident, like without even,
right,
trying,
yeah,
to.
So like, this unicyclist who wasn't just any unicyclist.
Oh man, he was awesome. We went up and talked to him.
What did he call that thing? It was
the giraffe, I think, is what he called it. Yeah. It's like a crazy high unicycle. He had to like get on top of his car and then like hop onto it to like, you know, I don't know, to, yeah, get himself on it. And then he was riding around doing all these crazy tricks. We were extremely impressed. Yeah.
Here's another song from Jake's album, Location, Location. This is Waves on Around the Wood Stove.
Around this town forever, falling out, bested, beat, and bettered. It's all that I can do to turn this anchor loose. I'm packing up my pride, push off this ocean side. All before, earnest, eager roars. Let's call this city done. Let out before the sun. Maybe do you feel
Let's talk about your music a little bit. I know you have a couple of albums out. Let's go back a little bit and kind of get me up to speed on how you ended up launching this solo project.
Sean and I were living in Oklahoma for a little while, and music has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. I wrote songs occasionally when I was younger. I always had this desire to, but a big fear of it. And when we were in Oklahoma, I decided in a moment of long built-up frustration that I was going to give it my all and I was going to work really hard at it. And it was kind of just a turning point for me. I fell in love with Woody Guthrie and was able to visit his hometown a lot and study up on him, and fell in love with his songs, and he became a big influence on me. And there was just no turning back. I read whatever books I could. I tried to always be a constant learner of songwriting. And a lot has happened since. I remember, it's funny because that was just about 2 years ago, not quite 2 years ago. And I wrote out a list of 10-year goals, you know, like what I want to happen in 10 years. And then I worked my way backwards, like,
sure.
Okay, if Radio City Music Hall, that you're like, not saying that wasn't on the list, but if that would be at 10 years, then what is it going to take at 5 years or whatever, you know? And it was interesting. Lately, I looked back, and some of those things were within 2 years, you know. I thought maybe I could put out a full-length album in 2 years. And so it was awesome to be able to do that, not even a year later, put out my first full-length album. And then just 2 months after that, put out an EP that I did on my own. The full-length was a studio album, and then a couple months later, I put out my own EP.
Yeah. That's great to be able to kind of visualize it and then look back.
Yeah, yeah.
How many things have you ticked off that list?
Oh, you know, most of them. When I started out, it was things like write a song a week.
Okay.
You know, and I was able. Some took me months, and others took me minutes. You know, and there's things on there like play an open mic in like 6 months. I'll play my first open mic. You know, whatever. But I played hundreds of open. I played sometimes 3 or 4 open mics a week. You know, and. Just wanted to get as much experience as possible. And it's just been crazy because I still go occasionally, but now it's become, for the past year now, it's just been shows, you know, two a week or sometimes more. And I play as much as I can. And
you're based here in Lancaster, but you're playing a lot of shows in the region, right?
Mid-Atlantic. Yes, yeah. Like last weekend, I was in New York just before the hurricane. Actually, I saw a picture just recently of a flooded street on the Lower East Side, just a block away from where I was playing. It was like in the New York Times.
Cars were like covered in crap. Yeah, crazy, yeah. To think that you were just on that street. Yeah.
So it was crazy, but I mostly play out. I want to play in Lancaster for sure, and have played here a little bit, but mostly my relationships have been built in other towns and DC and.
One of the great things about Lancaster
is
how close you are, proximity to so many big towns.
Definitely.
That you can play. Well, has there been a favorite venue?
Oh, man, that's tough. I was just asked this by somebody else. You know, I love playing at this coffee house in Washington, D.C. called Ebenezer's. That's been a great place to play. I was looking back over the past, like the shows I've played over the past year, and some of my most memorable favorite shows have been, there's two festivals in particular, and they were both, they're starting to become well-established festivals, but they're kind of homegrown festivals, just locals putting them on in their backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's this one in Gettysburg that was called Fiddler Fest, and, not because there's fiddles there, but because the guy's name is Josh Fiddler and he puts on the festival. He's been doing this for 5 years now, and it's like a full legit thing, like a big massive tent, and I mean professional run sound and a full packed day up until 1 a.m.
Wow.
Of bands, really awesome artists, and yeah, just an awesome time. I think there was like about 400 people at this last year, and
that's great.
Yeah, it was a blast, and those are special to me, you know, because they're the people I know, and so those are the special events for me.
On the full length album that you put out a little while ago, Location, Location. Mm-hmm. You have a favorite track on that record?
Roamfar is my. I would say lately, Roamfar has been my favorite. Although, These Bones, the second track, it's one that I haven't played in a long time, and I've recorded that album, I guess, just about a year ago now, and I went for months without playing that song for some reason, and just recently I refound my love for that song, and I've been showcasing it when I play. Yeah.
Here's These Bones from Jake Lewis on Around the Wood Stove.
There's music in these bones, tones that they don't even know. They can feel the rhythm, they can move to the sound of a lonely hymnal. They've been caged before, tied and locked behind doors. But ever since they broke out, they've been taking on new ground, like Finn and Hendon. They seen the worst with the best, a storm rolling without rest. Moonlight shine so bright for the love of a witness.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week we bring you interviews with performing artists and those who make the performing arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. And if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is at the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Spaceman Wilson, a Tim Scott film written by my guest Shauna Stoltzfus, is currently making the rounds on the independent film circuit.
We need you. Mankind needs you. This could be your finest hour.
You need me.
We need you.
To bring you new dirt.
To bring us new dirt. Can you do that for us, son?
Ella e mia manina.
Shauna, you're a screenwriter.
Yeah.
And I did get to see the trailer for something that you wrote called Spaceman Wilson.
Yeah.
Tell me about that one. I want to see the movie. Like, the trailer looks great.
Oh, cool, yeah. Well, that was directed by Tim Scott, who lives in L.A., and we had worked on a short for a festival prior, and so he asked me to write something for him that takes place in space. And that is not my normal genre at all. That's not really me. So I was, at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I'm the right person for this. But I tend to write sort of like dark comedies about regular pathetic people and their pathetic ups and downs. And so for him to ask me to do this was just kind of crazy. But he's like, no, I think that's right. I think it should be sort of a pathetic story about a guy that lives in space. That seems kind of cool. So we went with that idea, and that was pretty much all the direction I was given. So I just kind of wrote something and handed it to him, and then we went back and forth for a while making it the right thing. And then I, you know, like screenwriters do, you hand your vulnerable little baby over to a director and let them have their way. So he did his thing, and It was shot in Frederick, Maryland, and premiered there because that's where he's originally from.
Okay.
And that's where he wanted to do it. So,
How did you connect with him originally? How did you build that relationship?
I met him in a Dunkin' Donuts.
Of course.
Right, where all great creation starts. It was a Dunkin' Donuts in Frederick, and I was there with my brother, and he was there with somebody who was a mutual friend of my brother, and so we all just sort of ended up sitting and talking, and he was like, "Hey, I need to put together a short for this festival coming up," and so the conversation just kind of went from there. Yeah, that's that story. it's extremely, I know, I look very spectacular with that story. I meet people in Dunkin' Donuts.
And that was a different film that Shauna had actually
that was a short for a different festival. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Spaceman Wilson is now out.
It's out in festival land. I honestly don't know very much because, again, Tim lives in LA, and so we catch up kind of occasionally. But I know it's out in there somewhere. He told me lately that it was given honorable mention for the New York Independent Fest, and I don't really know any details of anything, but I know it's kind of circling that world.
That's cool.
Right now. Yeah, yeah.
You also have some work you're doing now in Lancaster.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's two main projects. I always sort of have 100 things happening at once in different stages, but there's two main projects right now that I'm just thrilled to be part of. And the one is Patch Players, which is a puppetry company that's actually moving to Lancaster early next year, and I can't wait for them to be here. They just have my heart and soul completely. But they do the coolest puppetry stuff. They do live performances and short films, which is what they asked me to help them write.
Sure.
And they do stuff for kids, stuff that's sort of more for adults, and a lot of it's kind of experimental. They make all their own stuff by hand, all their puppets and everything. And they just are awesome. So I'm working on some like episodic type scripts for them.
And where are they coming from?
They're coming from Maryland, from the Frederick area. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And and they are, I think, moving early next year, I guess they said. It's a married couple who runs the company, Barnaby and Julie Holmes, and they're just incredible people, and they're just gonna cause a tidal wave, I think.
Is there a connection between you all being here and them being here? Or
yeah, I mean, through working together, I actually think that they were working on the short that I made with Tim Scott. I think that's how I originally met them. They sort of had a small piece to play in that as well. And so then we just sort of became acquaintances. And then they had asked if I would help write some scripts for this other thing. And then through working together, we became good friends.
Got it.
And so yeah, there's a connection in the sense that we both of us love Lancaster and wanted to be here. But I think they originally visited because we were coming here for something and they came with, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a loose connection there.
Tell me about the Young Lancaster project.
Yeah, Young Lancaster is pretty much my baby. It's something that has sort of just come up in my own head at this point, but it's a television show, ideally. It'd probably be like a local TV thing plus a web series, and it would be like a 30-minute comedy, basically, these episodes. And it's about young adults in Lancaster and what their lives are like. And I use young adult as an extremely flexible term. It's kind of, I don't know, 20s, 30s. I don't know what young adult means. But just people who are getting started with big things in their lives and what that means in the context of Lancaster. You know, so many great artists and entrepreneurs and students and parents. And, you know, there's young adults up to a lot of really cool things here. And they want to be here. They've chosen to set their goals and meet them here. And a lot of small cities can't boast that, you know. I think that Lancaster is really, you know, it's kind of peerless in the cities that I've visited in that sense, because there's so many people who are so proud to be here and want to be here and are excited about launching their artistic careers or whatever here and staying here for the foreseeable future, you know. And I think that's really special. So I'd love to explore that within the context of a show and follow these people and their friends and their relationships. And so it would be fictional, but within the context of real things, you know, real organizations, real restaurants, real tangible things that young adults in Lancaster work with and deal with and enjoy. And so it would follow their ups and downs in a sort of a lighthearted, humorous way.
That's fantastic. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm excited. Yeah.
When can we expect to start seeing this?
Well, the pilot script is all but finalized, and so from there I need to assemble my crew, which I have started doing, and I sort of have, you know, my go-to people that I love and would love to work with, and you know, they're very open to that and excited about it, but because I'm new to Lancaster, most of them are not from here. So I would love it to be 100% Lancaster made for starring blah, 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 Lancaster people. And so because of that, I'm sort of slowly gathering my crew, because I would love to use a lot of more Lancaster people. And I'm slowly meeting them and getting to know them. And people are excited about it, which is wonderful. So I'm really open to Lancaster area people who feel like they can contribute to this in a strong way to get in touch with me and telling me they want to be part of it. I'd be excited about that. But so it's sort of slow because of that, but I'd love to start shooting early next year and get it out there by the spring.
So you're open to an open call for people to just get in touch with?
Yeah, I mean, yes. Anyone who feels like they can contribute to it strongly. I mean, I'm no resume snob by a long shot, but, you know, people who are excited about the same things, people who would love to be involved on a filmmaking level or an acting level or a hair and makeup level, whatever it is, you know.
Right.
But I'm extremely open to that, because I think the strong suit of the show is that it's a Lancaster show. So the more people who can contribute who know Lancaster well, the better.
And Jake, you have a show coming up here in Lancaster, Saturday, November 24th.
That is myself and the Unusual Suspects. Show is at 7:30. Looking forward to meeting those guys and playing with them.
That's at Live from the Cellar.
Live from the Cellar, yep.
It's a great venue in town.
Yeah, I haven't been there, so I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I see that brick wall. It always reminds me of the Comedy Cellar when I see it, but yeah, looking forward to it.
It's so fun that one of the best new venues in Lancaster is this guy's basement.
Yeah
I know.
On Ross Street.
Yeah.
So true to Lancaster's colors, I think. That's awesome.
Yeah. Josh Gibble is running that place, and he and his wife, Kelly, they do such a great job. They're such great shows. So that's really cool. You're going to be there with the Unusual Suspects, our friend Jordan Rast and Tuck Ryan. Shauna, Jake, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk about your creativity.
This is a blast. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Welcome to Lancaster, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you often in the future.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Find out more about Jake's music at jakelewismusic.com, and find both Jake and Shauna on Facebook. You can also link up on the show post for this episode at our website, woodstovehouse.com. While you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.